And I had the sausages on my fingers. I was just trying to play the piano. I had the sausages and the string. I was playing the organ. And then he smashed my half pipe.
Jim, do you hear what Gord is saying here?
Yeah, I hear him boo-hooing about his broken wheelie board ramp. Is that what you mean?
Yes, Jim, but do you understand what he's saying? Sounds to me like he just wants you to accept him as your son, to approve of him and what he wants to do with his life. Now, how does that make you feel?
First of all, I don't give a rat's ass what this snot-nosed punk wants. As long as he lives in my house and eats my food, I make the rules.
I want to eat chicken burgers!
You little prick.
Hey, Jim, don't hurt my baby. Now sit down.
You're an embarrassment to my family.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least I don't touch Freddy.
Hey, what?
Excuse me?
Yeah, he touches my little brother. He takes him down behind the furnace and he touches him in his pants.
See the insanity I have to put up with here?
He's embarrassed. He touches my little brother. He fingers him.
You're a goddamn liar!
Jim, do you touch him? Do you finger our boy?
Don't you get wacky on me. What the fuck are we talking about here?
Mr. Brody, this is very serious. Based on what I've heard here today, I am required by law to notify the authorities.
You hear that, Dad? You're gonna pay! He's a molester. He's a child molester! Ah! Ah! Ah!
Ah! Ah!
Video stream up because Veronica's all kinds of tarted up today.
Whatever.
I like it. Let's get the levels done now since you guys come in late and I have to do this on air.
I was here early.
This is Papa's basement shtick from like week four.
What?
Actually doing the levels at the beginning of the show.
Who cares?
I thought we grew out of this one a long time ago. But you know
I was here at like 2:55.
That's true.
I was here at 2:55.
Which is early for me.
You strolled in at 3.
Alright, Will? Let's get you.
I went to the can first.
There we go.
Thanks.
Everyone's level's
for
good.
Sharing.
There, I can do it faster than ever now. 4 years of radio experience, and now I can take levels at the beginning of a show while it's on the goddamn air faster.
Well, bully for you.
I'm a professional. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Will,
Yo.
Who, according to Veronica, has freshly showered, and thus she's proud of him.
I'm impressed. 2 weeks in a row.
I know. That's why he sat in the middle. She wouldn't be next to me either way.
Just bury her nose in your armpit. Get the pheromones up.
Ew.
My deodorant smells really good, though. Is that like Fiji Old Spice?
Veronica.
Advertised for by that.
Smell Will's armpit.
No, absolutely not.
It seriously smells good.
Will, slide a finger in and then put it under her nose.
I swear to God I will climb over this console
and smell it.
Punch you.
You can smell my armpit. I'll jam the microphone.
I'm like holding on for dear life. Like, please, no.
It really does smell good, though.
I'll take your word for it.
You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Show archives as well as my writing at mpapasbasement.com. You want to get hold of Will, you can do it via Twitter, at Billy Basil. Me, I'm at Papa's Basement. Veronica has a Facebook and a MySpace.
Veronica does not Twitter.
And you can call her via rotary phone.
Hey!
Or if you happen to have a Dixie cup with a string on the end of it, she'll answer that as well.
Whatever. I have a good phone.
Ronnie the caveman shouts it.
You have the poor man's iPhone. You have the droid.
I hate you. I love my droid.
Ronnie, I yearn for the time when they had separate water fountains, Johnson.
Really?
It begins, guys. It begins.
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't here. You missed the whole adventure before you waltzed into the studio like the carefree school children you are.
I think you make all this up.
At 2:59.
Because I have yet to see or hear it.
Well, first, I want to say that the headphones are starting to come loose of their moorings. If you don't work in radio, and most of the people listening don't, headphones are a valued commodity.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't have hair, and these things dig into my skull because they're broken and it's like a piece of plastic is just jutting into my scalp.
Maybe that's just a defensive measure. Maybe they don't want people waltzing out of here with headphones, so they get the most painful things possible. They just install those like punk rocker metal studs on the inside, so it's like some kind
of goddamn like tire slashing strips.
Yeah, like a man in the iron mask torture beret you put on every time. But to make sure that our headphones aren't stolen, they actually put those little plastic twisties. You know what I'm talking about? That you can pull one way, but you can't open them back the other direction.
Yeah.
Or what they use to arrest you at a concert.
Exactly. When you've had
zip ties.
When you've had a few too many at Steppenwolf.
The old Jimmy Buffett handcuffs.
Well, those have popped loose, at least on my phone. So the show started for me with a 5-minute treasure hunt for these bastards.
Oh, man.
Over under on when these headphones are going to be stolen.
Wait, the headphones are just gone?
I pulled out the headphones to show Will that the plug can just pop out because they use those little concert arresty thingies.
Well, you could still pull the thing out.
Yeah, but you can't pull the headphone out all the way. Well, someone has sawn through the binding on this guy.
Rat's been getting at it again.
This isn't going to make it to Thanksgiving. And that's a kind estimate. That's kind.
Why don't they just reattach them?
Because that'd be work. That would be work and staying on top of things,
Forgive
Veronica.
Me. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Really?
What?
Really?
This segment's going nowhere.
Well,
it needed to be punched up on
helped.
The floor.
Because that helped.
It did. Now there's laughter.
That was it.
This is a goddamn comedy show.
That was the ending of the segment. You also missed out on my latest little battle with Black Napoleon, the director
still here?
Man. The director man next door,
well,
yeah.
Well, you've actually got into verbal altercations?
I received a little bit of a warning today.
For what?
Well, I was in the studio, and I was listening to them record a rap video next door. For those that don't listen on the regular, every other week, we have what we like to call the Source Awards going on next door. And it's like some up-and-coming black youth recording the latest hits. The latest jams, if you will. I speak in the parlance of the kids. And they're always awful, uniformly. And you can watch the videos that get recorded as these kids perform their crappy songs.
Do they even curse?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it's terrible.
And they have, it's just a green screen with these bad CGI backgrounds. Like, I think today the guy was rapping in front of Paris.
Oh, my.
So it looks like the video for Iron Man, basically.
Yes. just the psychedelic. And the effect is just to zoom in and out on the camera over and over and over. So I'm hearing this, and it's so loud, it's coming through the ventilation as I do show prep, read tweet people for 20 minutes before the show.
They like to be loud, don't they?
They certainly are musical people. And if you listen, I couldn't help. I couldn't help but listen to the lyrics of the Stone Cold Jam.
Did you write some down?
Well, I did. I wrote down the chorus. Wrote down the chorus of one number and what I believe was the title and chorus of a second number. Right. So here we go. I don't know if this first one is called Me, You, or You, Me. But here's the chorus for you. It's... I like to think of these guys as urban poets, just putting that out there first. We talking about me, you, me. KISSING.
Oh. Jesus, how old are these people?
Oh, he looked like 35.
Jesus Christ almighty.
Oh, Shoddy, talking about you, me, you. True love will come through.
Oh, and how about a course about how a black woman's puzz looks like a sideways wallet?
What?
We need that, Will. We really need that.
Then you got a song.
And, folks, enjoy the last episode of Papa's Basement. It's been real. For Miriam listening, my program director, that was my brother.
Is she still listening?
All the time. Oh, all boy. The time. Big fan. Big, big fan.
That's not even a real word.
Exactly. I hope to God the show doesn't play throughout the station, and I know it does.
No, just in the bathrooms.
Is this why we always get glares when we exit the studio?
They don't even speak to me now.
I walk out like a guy who committed a crime in the 50s, not when you flashed your handcuffs and you're like, hey, look at me. Like, when you asked for the popo to put the jacket over them and you just kept your head down, maybe you got a spare jacket on your head. That's how I walk out. I do the perp walk out of this station. Every Saturday. We always say something. I'm just like, 30 seconds later, I'm like, why? No.
And this is why I tell you not to say my full name and why I won't put the link on my page.
Fine. You should, though. Because you shine on this show, Veronica. If we can make it through. You're a goddamn star.
I know, but if we can make it through one whole session.
That was just Will saying something funny, but I'll publicly distance myself from it. In the car, I'll elbow him and be like, pussy.
I'm sorry. No, I just said puss. That's nothing.
Oh, my God.
That's baby talk. But I don't know. Like, I wasn't even prepared for something that bad. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Yeah, and then the...
Why you toss my S-A-L-A-D? Jesus Christ.
I think you missed your calling.
Yeah. Pretty good freestyling, pretty buddy. But it ended with just the refrain, because the rhymes were so strong, we didn't have to go to anything new. It was just me, you, you, me, you, for like 45
wow.
seconds.
Wow. Somewhere, Ellie Reed is wishing that he had that little gem in his pocket.
It was horrible. It was like it was like listening to Morse code being tapped on a prison wall with a spoon. I can't unhear it.
All rap is horrible these days. 50 Cent doesn't even rap. He just talks. Like, you can't even hear him in Candy Shop. He sounds like goddamn Mushmouth.
Him with his missing 12 teeth or whatever the hell, his hole in his gums.
Like, how do you have a song? Same thing with Big Boy on that stupid song he ripped off, like, I Like the Way You Move.
Isn't that just like a Cool in the Gang song that he rapped
over
or something
and, like
that?
The only part you can make out is like about effing fat chicks.
Yeah.
That's the only line you can catch.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I really don't have to enunciate until it comes to pounding the big fat brown round. And then that one you'll get out there.
His part is like
10%. Is that really what he says?
Yeah, it's something about big girls need love too.
Yeah.
That's the only line
and
I can make out.
And then the line after that is, no discrimination here, squirrel. I like how he's talking to the squirrel. I believe it's squirrel.
Who the hell's Squirrel? Or what
I don't know.
Squirrel?
Maybe he's rapping in Bullwinkle and Rocky. I don't know. I don't even know if it's Squirrel. It sounds like Squirrel. The whole
you
point is he's
tell.
A mushmouth F. The chorus to the next song. Let's move on because I want to put these out there for you guys listening at home to start remixing and going nuts with. I didn't hear much. I didn't retain much. But the chorus was just over and over. Party, party, party. Party, party, party.
How great would that be if it was Andrew WK in the next studio?
That would be amazing, but he is not Black Andrew WK. Blandrew WK. We do not
Andrew
have...
BK.
BLK. Yeah, we don't have that.
Oh,
but
BK works on two levels. W becomes B and Burger King. We know how much they like Burger King.
I know it's not prepped. I know it didn't flow. But this is the crap I get to listen to when I'm in here early.
So wait, what was the fight?
Oh, the fight was, I was tweeting about this crap.
And he saw it?
No, he didn't see it. Everyone's like, you gotta post a video. So I reply, well, like, they're already on the party, party, party. The second number. And it's not quite as laughable. But then they like start editing live or recording a new video for... Me, you, me. And I'm like, okay. So I posted the video, by the way. You can see me, like, standing there recording it as it goes on. And I'm reflected in the glass, and you can see little Black Napoleon, as I like to call him, my arch nemesis at the station at this
point.
Well,
is this on YouTube already? Can we play it?
I put it on...
TwitVid.
Yeah. Hold on. I think we can feed the audio. You can hear the very end of the chorus... And then a lot of bumbling as my fat hand goes over the camera. And then it ends with Black Napoleon walking out. Like, I was trying to make it sound a little more dramatic than it was. I don't think he was catching me recording and was like, all like, hey, cuz. But
wouldn't he be, like, happy that his art is being shared?
No, I'm pirating. I would be pirating this.
Oh, you're
this
taking the
jam.
Bread out of his mouth.
Exactly.
This is his meal ticket right here.
This took one of six iTunes downloads away from him.
This is goddamn Yesterday by the Beatles. Can't be infringing on that copyright.
But so he walks out, and maybe he was just pissed that I was pretty much blocking the door, like pressed against it with my phone. But I gotta like, hey, dude, what's up, dude? Or along those lines.
What? Is he still there?
No, he's checked out.
Stomp him.
I don't need any help stomping a 5'2" guy. The power of blackness can only add so much to your combat ability. See, at a certain point, raw size and power takes over.
I've always been more inclined to fight black people because for some reason white people act afraid of them.
Yeah, no. Like when I was in high school and middle school, yeah, that's like all I fought were blackheads. Yeah.
Enough of you. Tired of you.
That sounded a little racist. It was all for good causes. Okay, let's punch up if we can get the tail end of this chorus. Quick time will take 45 seconds to load. Thanks, Steve Jobs.
We'll get into him later.
Yeah.
Another person I've had enough of.
All right.
Hey.
After 2 days.
Pumping up the volume. I think we're going to
come
in.
You don't even have an iPhone. You didn't love him.
I have nothing, but come on.
Oh, you're not going to want to be around for like the rest of the show. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I just like the commentary going on in the studio that I picked up.
Is that him rapping?
Yeah.
Lazy ass. It's like one word every 3 seconds.
I think what cracks me up is he's watching the video. I cut it off. That audio wasn't working. But at one point he goes, "You see that? It's the first time I tried that on camera." Or something along those lines, because he did like some move with his hands.
The rapper or the director?
No, the rapper.
Oh my gosh.
Like just bowled over with his talent, his naked ability. Hold on, I need a drink of water like a mother F.
Are you still medicated?
Do I sound happy?
We should have had Ronnie J go in there and do
amazing.
The thunderclap.
Excuse me?
Make it clap on camera.
You not know what a thunderclap is?
No, but I'm sure I'm about to get a wonderful education here.
It's when you make your ass cheeks clap together by shaking them up and down.
Exactly. Letting gravity take its course.
I don't know if you have enough meat for that anymore. Maybe the old Ronnie J, but not this
one.
Oh my God.
She has enough for a golf clap.
Really? New topic, faint, please.
Like... Anyhow, you missed out on all that, Will. You missed out on 30 minutes of party, party, party. Me, you, me. All the latest hits the kids will be talking about. Thanks for that.
I was just thinking, like, I was going to make some, I don't know. Yeah, I was just driving in. It takes me 30 minutes to go 9 miles. That's sad.
God bless this area. Well, the big news of the week, and kind of what I wanted to talk about for, God, I managed to kill 17 minutes with that? Yeah, that's padding.
Why does this show seem like such an arduous task to you?
Yeah.
All you have to do
everything
is talk.
Does.
Like, oh my God, that took a whole minute.
Do you know what I like to do and why I'll never get anywhere in life? My joys include leaving puddles on my stomach and Netflix.
Oh my God.
Anything beyond that.
Seriously? Did you seriously just say that?
What? Maybe I was talking about ice sculpting above my head. You don't know. You know, come on. Pick your head up. You don't have to take it out of your hands. You're not my mother.
Oh, my God. Thank God for that. Yeah. Thank you, baby Jesus, for that.
I love the show. It's just sometimes when you aren't as prepared, maybe like this episode, you worry.
No one would know if you didn't say
like
it.
Like goddamn Louis Armstrong. Just put me on stage. I'm good to go.
Right?
Don't
need
some
script. Come on.
Effing music in front of me. Slows
just
me down.
Riff.
Yeah.
Improv.
I like it. All right. The big news of the week, as far as this man's concerned, now the rest of the media, I know I'm a bit of maverick for picking this, but the death of Steve Jobs, however the hell we pronounce it.
I want to go with Jobs. Because
it looks like Jobs.
It looks like the word Jobs. And everyone pronounces it Jobs.
All right, well, Job is that name.
Jobs would have an E.
No, Job from the Bible. Isn't that just J-O-B or G-O-B? I don't know.
Who the hell has ever read the Bible?
Wasn't he the one in the whale? No, that was Jonah.
I don't know.
Wow.
Job was tested by God?
Who's the whore who liked it in the chukas?
Now that I know isn't pronounced correctly. That would be
You're
Mary Magdalene.
Burn in hell.
No.
Have fun.
The other one. Who's like synonymous with whore? Jezebel?
There you go. Yeah, they're all whores. A lot of whores in the Bible.
Except for Dinah. She's a shore.
The joke literally only you and I get. Thank you. All right, the death of Steve Jobs. Huge news.
Well, first of all, was it? Because I didn't know this guy had pancreatic cancer. Was that known?
Yes.
Oh, very much so.
That's a death sentence.
Yeah.
So he stepped down a couple of months ago.
When this guy retired, that means he got the news from his doctor. There's no way you're living. Even
pretty
with
much,
all your billions.
Probably. Pancreatic cancer, 5 years out, has a 5% livability rate. I believe lung cancer is kind of in the same neighborhood. Like, if you learn you have that, make peace with a lot of things.
Ain't that a
pretty
mother
quickly.
F? Like, the guy probably never smoked or did heroin or anything fun.
Nah, he's just
one
like,
of your organs is like,
yeah,
yep,
no,
I've had enough.
He did. There was an article about him talking about LSD or something.
I don't think that causes cancer, though.
Yeah, but he wasn't like Mr. Straight and Narrow.
I get what you're saying.
I still don't think like drugs are called pancreatic cancer. The only thing I could think of is like years of hard, hard drinking. Even that would be liver.
I don't know.
I think pancreatic, honestly, is a bit of a crapshoot. I don't think it's like lung cancer where it's just like, oh, I did this.
Do everything right, spend your whole life in the gym, and just get killed in a car accident.
Yeah. It's not like
life
ass cancer
stinks.
Where you eat hot dogs all day, and 5 years later your rectum just falls out. Just a lumpy mess. Like, oh, you're dead.
It turns into the casing of a hot dog itself.
Hey, we have a caller. Hello?
Oh,
it's Doug. It's D-Tet. What is
Papa,
up, sir?
What's going on, man?
Not much, not much. Just holding down the fort very successfully, as you can
hey,
hear.
Hey, I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about Steve Jobs' review of 50-50.
What's
the movie where the guy from Third Rock or whatever who can't keep his eyes open?
Yeah,
no,
the
no,
kid
the
with
other
the
one.
Asian eyes.
No. No, that's French Stewart.
No, there were two people with Asian eyes on 30 Rock.
Yeah, but the one's whole gag was like his eyes were always closed.
Not
yeah.
Third Rock from the Sun, the Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, 500 Days of Summer.
Exactly, yeah. Seth Rogen. I bet Steve loved it.
Why does Veronica always bend over with her arms in front of her boobs?
Because she's trying to make them look bigger.
Because it's
she's mashing them up.
Because it is freezing in here, which is why I had my sweater. But since it looks
well,
bad,
yeah, there we go, vanity.
Why can't you touch your elbows behind your back 5-10 minutes? Great exercise.
No.
Eskimos use it to warm up.
I'm sure.
Okay,
Papa.
Yeah.
Guess what that was?
Let me hear it again.
A terrible
well, I
call.
Have to open up another natural light.
So what's up, man? What you doing today? Let's get the report from the life of D-Tet as he rules the orphanage.
Today, I woke up, watched a movie.
What movie?
Arby's, got a couple beef and cheddars, what I like to call what's in Veronica's pants.
What the? Really?
I wasn't even paying attention, but...
that got Will's attention.
Roast beef and cheddar?
Yeah.
You're likening that to her meat wallet?
Throw some cheddar on there, you got the number 2.
Okay. Really? Really?
Really.
I think D-Tat's trying to play some currency inside that meat wallet.
He is to this show what cancer is to Steve Jobs' pancreas.
All right, Papa. Hit me up later.
I'm just kidding. Keep going.
Love you too, man. I love the D-Tat outro more than anything. Just two men saying I love you to each other. And ain't no judgments behind it.
If people actually look up to and follow this show, follow Jobs. That's all. I just crawl in that goddamn pine box with him.
Just die.
Just eat his pancreas and hope you get it.
Oh,
somehow.
My God.
Just mash a couple of those cells into your own.
Turn his pancreas into foie gras.
Smear it on a cracker. Have But yeah, woo. He knew he was going for a while, getting back to what you were asking. He found out Veronica went in 04, 06.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time. And in the course of it, he got a new liver. I think he got his tumors sawn out.
I hope he spent about $1 billion in the champagne room.
He's one of those guys, like, he seems so asexual. Like, Veronica... Is he your? He's not your type at all, even though he's tall, right? Because he's all like spindly and like, nah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he's not beefy enough.
Yeah,
like his boys that look like
his
Thor.
Shirt comes off and it just looks like a little boy's bird chest.
Yeah, not my thing.
Really, not at all. Even with all the money.
Oh well, come on, yeah, hell
okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's be real. How many billions of dollars is he worth? Come on.
He's.
If I said no, you'd know I was lying.
You could buy an aircraft carrier and sleep with it. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Wait, you would actually like marry someone just because they're rich?
If a billionaire were to walk up to you, you'd say no?
Like a billion?
I mean, I'd have to be able to cheat on her.
Billions. Billions of dollars.
Yeah, Veronica.
Could I cheat? Because, like, this guy is not attractive.
I don't know. So say, like,
what's her name? Cloris Leachman wants to marry me or something.
Oh, my God.
Come on. We can do better.
She's not a billionaire.
Okay, well. There are no rich women because women don't work, so...
Oh,
Harpo.
Oh, what?
Oh!
Harpo, are you kidding me?
What
I gotta quit hitting you. I hit you all the time.
Oprah walks up to you.
Using any excuse to touch me.
I know. Why don't you punch him in the wiener and then rub that till it feels better? Sorry.
All right, Oprah.
Sorry.
Wait, can I cheat on her or no?
I don't know. He's making the rules.
Okay, we're gonna do both
sides.
Well,
no, are you? Okay, so say...
No. These are my rules. Don't look at Veronica. These are my rules. First scenario, you can't cheat. You have to, like, you don't really have to bang Oprah at all. Like, you're not a sex slave here. This can be a very platonic marriage.
Can I just rub it out?
Yeah, oh yeah. You can do whatever.
Yeah, that's fine. I'd still cheat. what I do even when I'm told I can't.
Well, that's what makes it cheating, Will. Can I sleep with other women? No, I'm going to do it anyhow. That's kind of what cheating is.
Oh, my God.
Veronica. Will over here has cut the Gordian knot. Veronica, you can play along, though. One, you can't cheat. You can go through all the batteries you want.
Do I genuinely like him?
He's good company. Like, he's not a bore to be around. You have nice talks. You don't feel sexually attracted in the least. When he crawls into bed next to you, you're kind of like, eh.
Is there a prenup involved?
Yeah, you're set financially. This is just your
piggy
bank.
Well, no, she's looking for a way out.
Yeah,
you're stuck for life, baby.
You're stuck.
I don't know if I could do it.
Till death do you part, which was 2 days ago.
Exactly. So. Would have been a great game.
You're already in the clear.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
I think I probably could.
Why? I don't know. Money.
I guess I don't want much in life, though. Yeah.
I have, like, more money than I need now.
I have such small dreams that, yeah, I wouldn't even know what to do with. I'd be like, can you buy 2 Netflix accounts for 2 different TVs at once?
That's what I'm saying. Even if I was a millionaire, I'd still live like trash. It's more fun to live hard.
Get me a Hyundai Elantra with a nice leather interior.
Like Frank Stallone, just sleep on other people's couches.
Yeah, I'd still live like a hobo. I'd just be a high-end hobo. I'd be like, yes, supersize that boy. How dare you ask otherwise?
Yes, because contrary to what Veronica might think, you and I actually do have a few ducats to our names. And we still live like garbage.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's how we were born and raised.
I live well below my means.
A certain someone taught us from the time we knew how to breathe that we weren't worth anything. So
I don't know which parent you're throwing under the bus. So I'm not going to play along. So you don't know the answer, Veronica.
I don't know. It would depend on the guy, I guess.
Okay. Let's throw a monkey wrench into this. You can cheat. You can bang around. You can't really make it official. Like, if you see the military man you're banging that week for more than a couple months, Steve puts his foot down.
Why do you have to?
Anyone would take that deal.
Like, you can get strange. You just can't marry it or even make it serious.
Why would you do that even if you're single?
Because people are nuts, and I think when you can't have something, you would want it.
Yeah, the grass is always greener.
Like, you would, if you were with Harpo, you were with Oprah the Great, you would meet within a month a chick, you're like, this is my soulmate, I have to have her. I don't care if I'd be poor.
Yeah, and then the next bitch comes on stage, and I think she's my soulmate. So?
I like your lack of complexity.
You just gotta wait for the 2 songs to end. Once her set's done, fall in love all over again.
Soulmate tonight for Will.
Oh, my God.
Veronica, how about you?
Give me the scenario again. Sorry.
You're married to Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have anything too serious as your side piece, but you can bang around. Like, you can go out to a bar, get effed, out in the alley, or however you do it to be all classy-like. as the mice scurry around, you're swatting away at them.
That's how they do it down in Stafford, baby.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I went out in Stafford last night. Oh,
I know. I saw
God. That
on Facebook.
This was how depressed
I was
last night.
Wait, that isn't where you
night.
Live?
No.
Where do you live? Hoodbridge?
Yeah.
Trash.
This is the shape my life is in.
You come from Hoodbridge up here for this horse ass?
I know.
Thank you for your contribution.
Exactly.
And all you do. If you want to know where my life is, I literally texted Veronica last night. I'm like, what's you up to?
Oh, he was hot.
And she's like, yeah, I'm out partying with some Marine guys, something like that.
No,
I'm like,
with my
friends.
Oh,
that's why you're down in Stafford.
Oh, I work in Stafford. I work there.
And this is the state of my life.
You a farmhand?
No, I work for a government contractor.
You pick up pig duty?
Dipshit.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
It had been a nice streak without you dropping one of those on air, but it's over. Long story short, I'm like, hey, go get pounded out and tell me about it later. I need a thrill.
That is exactly what you said,
I'm like, one of us needs to be getting some.
Jesus.
Oh, I found the prettiest boy last night. He was so cute.
See, she could have, I'm like, just film a video for the fans of this show.
No.
At least take a photo.
You are so wrong.
No, that'd be great. Now, that's a tweet that would get retweeted a couple times.
Oh, wow. I just read what I wrote to you.
Yeah, she was, I guess, loaded. She was pretty much like, I'm going to get me some tonight.
Well, did you?
No, I behaved last night.
Does her mouth smell like the ocean breeze?
What about your little date last weekend?
Yeah, when's the last time?
Oh, my God.
Didn't go too well, did it?
Someone took it to the V of Veronica Johnson.
Shut up.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
No, we had fun, just...
Fun. Yeah, the twin DP. How did that go?
Well, it ended up being me and my friend with...
The hot ginger
the twins
who needs to drown
and,
her
like,
kid.
10 of their married buddies, and it was just...
Bukkake!
Crazy. It was crazy.
Someone got fingered.
No. Nobody got anything. I made a comment about the last guy that I was hanging out with, because they were all Marines. They're all stationed at Quantico, and I made a comment about how I was... hanging out with one of the guys that just left from Charlie Company, and they got so offended that I hung out with an officer. They like lined up, hands on their hips.
Ew, you're slumming it with grunts?
These boys were grunts, yes.
Oh,
enlisted,
Veronica.
Whatever. It's not like I'm... Would you shut up? Seriously, my brothers are enlisted.
So,
I will fight you.
So they want you to do better for yourself. Sleep with the officer corps.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
And this is why I can't
Move
put the
up.
Show on my page.
There's so many reasons. Don't cite this.
Ooh, on my robot phone, someone's tweeting me a picture of young Steve Jobs. Apparently
really?
He was hot. Let's
really?
See.
Yeah, back
Let
in like
see.
The 60s.
So far, it's just...
Is
tiny...
it just cockpits?
No, it's like tiny nothing. Oh, here we go. What do you think?
I want to see young
He's
Steve.
He's a good-looking guy. Okay, yeah, I date him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a handsome Dickens there. Now he just needs to invent a goddamn eye time travel, and Veronica would hop right on that.
Eye cancer cure.
I was going to say.
How about a phone that doesn't drop calls?
He didn't whip up an eye cure fast enough.
If he is so goddamn genius, first of all, invent a phone that can actually make telephone calls. In addition
we'll,
to all this
we'll
other
get
horse
to,
ass.
To your misuse of your iPhone later.
And second of all, if you're so damn smart, why can't you do this?
I breathe.
Get it.
He's no longer eye breathing.
He's dead.
I'm smarter than Einstein.
Do you get it yet?
She does. She's just hiding her
Why
head.
Are you burying your head in your hands?
Because
are you on your
are,
menzies, you son of a bitch?
There are no words for you sometimes. I have no words for you sometimes. You just
Funny.
You take them from me.
So nothing happened on your date.
No.
Nothing
Hello.
Sexual.
It's the first time I hung out with him. Are you kidding me?
The married one?
What kind of terrible no. date are you?
No, I think she's a wild child. I'm more shocked that, like, 10 married Marines weren't out, like, pounding strange left and right. Like, military guys, married or not.
Do you know how whipped those married guys
yeah,
are? Are you kidding me?
They're the ones
me?
Who get cheated on.
Yeah.
I've banged plenty of military wives.
I have, too.
Oh, my God. Really?
What?
You guys are sluts.
No,
why? They just get married for money.
They're married.
You
don't care.
Like, you don't even have to work for it sometimes. It just comes your way. And it's like, it's one thing. Okay.
That's why I don't get why you date these a-holes. They're just going to use you to be mommy and cheat on you. Is that what you want?
She likes guys under her thumb. He's saying that, like, dating a military guy, you're going to end up with some dude where you're just, like, pulling the robotic strings.
Either you're going to get some, like, just fat pud. Who worships the ground you walk on. Or if he is good looking, he's definitely going to cheat on you. Those are your two options.
It's
why,
funny.
Why is it, why are those my only two options?
No,
because that's life. It has nothing to do with you.
I'm
that's
kind
just
of
the
gonna
way
agree
is.
With Will. I've noticed with military dudes, it's like you have the 5% who kind of rise to the top and kick ass, like SEALs and stuff like that. And they really are like, you know, Leonidas's 300. They're very alpha, smart, muscular guys.
Did I show you?
We'll save that for after the air.
No. I'm just going to show you his picture.
You said his. That's the wrong article. Hers. Yeah, no. I want to see your redhead friend naked.
No,
please.
Because this guy is Leonidas. Let me tell
you've
you.
Actually shown me this.
Have
that,
I?
That's how much we
Can
have
we
gay
just look
girl
again?
Time off
Let
the
me
air.
See.
No.
Can we just look again? Because he's beautiful.
It's pretty cock diesel guy.
I have never been so stupid over a guy's body before. Like, oh my God.
At least you're as shallow as a man. I kind of appreciate that about you. Will, have you ever noticed every,
no,
like,
No, I will
really...
hold the phone because you cannot flip through any other pictures.
Oh, so he's sending, like, dong photos to you.
No.
Is it you sending good stuff to
Look
him?
At him. Look at him.
He's on roads.
No, he's not.
Will, steal that phone.
No, he's not.
Pass
he's
it over
green.
To me. Monkey in the middle.
They get tested. No, he's not.
Check his package.
Oh,
this big.
Don't worry. Did that.
Oh.
It's good.
What a saucy wench. But yeah,
so
other than those guys, there? Other than the real ass kickers, like every other guy in the military really does get like a bossy bitch of a wife. Because if you get into the military, but you don't want to rise to the top, obviously you enjoy getting told
Being
what
told
to
around.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And cuckolded it.
A watch. It's just weird, dude. It's a weird phenomenon for, like, you know, guys that are supposed to be all rough and tumble. A lot of them really do roll that way. I'm not saying every one
no,
of them.
No, they're idiots. They make, like, $400 a week.
They have to wake up at 5 If it's what you want to do, it's what you want to do. Hell, I work in an industry that pays crap, too.
I make $1,400 a week, and I don't do nothing.
Well, you know, you're wiser than the rest of us. What can I say? Mm. But,
That was nice.
What?
That was great. Great radio talk. He grunted into the microphone.
I was just saying.
That was hot.
Like, why would I take someone's orders for, like, dirt pay when I can do what I want when I want?
They're not just doing it for the pay.
Sometimes, dude, you grow up. You're just like, I want to be a soldier. I want to be a soldier. I want to be a soldier.
Why would you do anything for anyone besides yourself?
It's just how you're wired.
That just answered every question I think anybody could have ever had of you.
No, I'm not going to say that they're... particularly, like, they're wired like you and me, and then they go, no, I want to make this sacrifice. They're just wired differently.
They are. They're just a different breed
yeah.
of man.
Dumb. Like, yeah, let's go over and get bloated up by an IED.
Yeah, but to them, it beats a desk job or anything else.
But some white piece of ass who doesn't even believe in the cause is the one sending you there.
Yeah, but they don't care. Just like...
Why not?
I'll give you the parallel of
this
me
is
working
a bull
in crappy old radio.
This is a bull-ass war, so, like, Dick Cheney and Halliburton can profit
yeah,
off you losing your
that,
goddamn leg.
They're not lost in the politics of it.
These are
they just,
billionaires.
They want to play with guns, man. They,
do
they
that.
Like guns,
you can't
they
confuse
like...
the two. There's
yeah.
a pretty distinct difference.
Like, do you think some guy who grows up loving to play football cares about the owners and the politics of the NFL and stuff like that? He just wants to play football, man.
I don't know. Like, I've always been kind of like a bigger picture person. Like, if someone's using your ass?
Yeah, that's why you're hardwired. Like, I don't think people really go outside the bounds of how they're designed in life.
I
like,
wasn't...
when you're like, look at the sacrifice Mother Teresa makes every day and stuff like that. It's like, she's
I wasn't really
just, that's how she gets
that
her
way.
Pleasures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We well, all chase what makes us happy.
Like, naturally, I'm a trusting person. Living life turned me into an untrusting person.
Seriously?
Yes. He was. Oh, he was.
I used to be a nice person.
Yeah, we were both pretty good
I'm
people.
I'm glad you could admit that. Used to be.
Oh, yeah. I'm
the key phrase here.
That part of him is deader than a certain CEO. That part of him got pancreatic cancer.
Oh, why,
please laugh along.
No,
otherwise,
I can't
my little
laugh, at, that.
Laugh
Sorry.
At the end of it sounds that much more malicious.
Sorry. Can't help you out with that one.
F you too, sister. Let's get to 20 minutes of Steve Jobs. 15 at this point.
Aren't we
done? Didn't we already do 20 minutes of Steve Jobs?
Jobs.
Keep saying it weird.
What about Occupy Wall Street?
No, I just want to, now that we've warmed up on it, I just think he's getting a little too much credit, not to speak ill of the dead.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised it was that big of a deal, too.
And I'm not saying he didn't do a lot. Veronica, I'm not saying this for any kind of shock value.
No,
I
but this
just...
is like a president dying almost.
Not
oh,
so
this
much
hasn't
the,
been that dramatic.
Not so much the attention paid, just in death,
when you
the
get...
superlatives that have been thrown upon him. Like, I forgot. Maybe it was Billy Bush yapping about it. I really don't remember who it was. He was like, Steve Jobs.
Billy Bush here.
Are you seriously quoting the nerdy little guy from Entertainment Tonight?
I believe I am. Can
of
I
all
just,
the news sources
don't
on
I have
planet,
great hair?
That is my news source. Can
oh,
I?
Oh, my God. You've got
to
get
I'm related to
house.
The Bush presidents. Part of the dynasty, guys.
I like when Will does impressions. They're good. They're good.
Why are you but giving something... me dirty looks and then smiling? What? Something... This is why you don't get laid.
Honey, trust me.
She.
That's not
Veronica gets the pump. I heard something along the lines out of his mouth that Steve Jobs has touched the lives of every man, woman, and child on the face of the earth.
That
seems a little extreme to me. But I heard a lot of things right in that ballpark said about the guy. And it just kind of blows my mind because he was very much higher up for the most part. I don't think he was responsible, in particular, for many designs.
Have you read the history of the things that he has done?
I have. Die. Like, I read up. That was the last chapter. For example, on the Macintosh, he was against the Mac for a while, apparently. That whole design.
Yeah, that was a good idea. Macs are garbage, and Apple is VH1 to PCs MTV.
It's just... no one gets to be that big and that successful without, one, having a good chunk of asshole in them and being a prick who knows how to take credit even when maybe they don't deserve to take credit. There's no one benevolent at that level who's done that much. I mean, do you guys disagree with me?
I don't understand a word you just said, so you're losing my attention.
I'm saying no one gets to be that big without being a much bigger prick than everyone wants to pretend this guy is.
I don't think that's
necessarily
true. And
there's a lot of stories out there about him stealing designs, taking credit where it wasn't due.
Yeah, I'd absolutely believe that.
People referring to him as the guy who designed the iPhone, he didn't. Dudes under him designed the iPhone.
Yeah.
Maybe he came up with the general outline, which I don't even think he did, but he was kind of like a gatekeeper. A lot of dudes came to him and were like, hey, I got this idea. And he was like, yay or nay.
Yeah, I don't know enough to like say that's what I believe or not, but I wouldn't be surprised at all. I agree with you.
Also, getting a lot of props for Pixar, which apparently was founded by George Lucas, and then Lucas was like, here, buy this and run with it. And then everyone's like, look what Steve Jobs did with Pixar. That's like buying a Honda Civic and being like, hey, look at the great mileage Will gets. Look at how reliable Will gets. It's like a slave owner mentality.
You're reliable, no. My ass. I have a car that's 2 years old. The AC's shot and the front brakes are dead.
You get where I'm going with
drive
this.
Around in goddamn Al Bundy's car.
Veronica's just nodding like, I want my Saturday back.
You go.
I mean, do you?
You go now.
I feel...
I see your point, but I don't think he's as bad of a guy as you think.
I don't want to say he's bad. He's not Hitler evil. I just didn't like a very incomplete picture of him being thrown out there with guys being like, he did the iPad.
People
he
always
did the
do
Mac.
That when people die. We just talked
but
about Kurt Cobain
when
last
you're,
week. Or
when you're a CEO you're at that level, though, you are going to get nailed if something fails, and you're going to get praise and acclaim if something succeeds. And everything that he's touched recently has been very successful. So, yeah, of course he's put on a pedestal.
Yeah, what
he's
about...
being called the best CEO in the history of, you know, the world, whatever.
You're right. I find it lazy.
So I think that it's – you can go either way with him. Yeah, of course part of him had to be a bit of a prick to get where he was. Who doesn't? Who hasn't?
What about the 20 years all he was known for was Logo the Turtle? And then just recently they came out with the goddamn iPod or whatever.
Well, that's his second act in life, yeah. He was
like I said, they're VH1, man. They used to play just crappy country videos or whatever the hell they did back in the 80s. Then Flava Flav comes along, and then they get reborn. And he did not design the iPod, I'm sure of it.
Not the worst analogy.
All it was just an MP3 player like any other with a bigger hard drive.
Yeah.
And for some reason,
nice
people latched onto it.
Much bigger hard drive, though. I will give them credit for that. They took what had already been out there and took it from a 128 gig hard drive.
Yeah, I doubt he invented big hard drives that are like, you know, compact.
No.
So?
He was not in the lab crushing that little thing down.
Yeah.
Going Eureka.
What did he do?
He put his name on it.
He capitalized the P, lowercase the I. Really good. Oh, no.
All right, we're not going to go on with it because you guys are just dying.
Yeah, this
I
guy
apologize.
Stinks.
He stinks.
Literally and figuratively.
You want to do 10 minutes on Occupy X? Occupy Wall Street, all that business? Veronica, are you into that
I have
at
not
all?
Been paying attention to
I
it
I don't
at
think
all.
Any of us have, so that would make it great.
I think it's a bunch of people that need to go back to work,
just
but
pure
whatever.
Speculation.
This is what I think.
Not everyone can pick up hog poo-poo in Stafford, Virginia, all right?
Do you have any idea what I do?
No, what do you do?
I don't know either. I know you used to work at XM, and now you work kind of with the government.
Please. Government contractor. I'm a contracts administrator.
So you're putting that music industry degree to good use?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to do contracts back then, so
what the hell
works.
Are contracts? Wait, you're the problem. You're hooking up crappy people with, like, ridiculous amounts of money to do shoddy work on the taxpayer's dime.
Are you kidding me?
No! What do you do? What are your contracts for?
I can't talk about that. Are you serious?
Why not?
Yes. Let me just go ahead and talk.
She probably
I'm
has
public
a non-disclosure
radio.
Agreement.
Just
we don't have listeners. If
you
that
can't
makes
say
it
like
easier.
Vague description, like weapons.
What's your field? How about that?
We support the contracts that I'm on. Support the Army, the Navy. My office concentrates on the Marine Corps, obviously, which is why we're located in Stafford.
I didn't realize it was that much of like a hookup for you.
So what do you mean a hookup
probably
for me?
Why she took the job.
What are you talking
yeah.
about?
You just fish out of the pond. You
That's
work
like
in.
Me working security at a titty bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like what a coincidence.
Yes, those 290 old retired Marines, man, let me tell you, they get it done. Come on. Everybody that I work with is 40 or older.
Aren't you almost 40?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, we need to keep her around for the show. Please don't say things like that.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
And
I would say
the record,
that.
No, I'm not close to 40.
You're about to hit 3-1, so 40
no,
shouldn't.
No. 23.
Okay. But seriously, you're 31. And
not yet.
When's your birthday?
I'm not telling you.
It's like 2 weeks from
Look
now.
Look up on
It's
Facebook.
In October. It's in October.
You came to my birthday a couple of years ago. Why don't you remember?
Well, what do I care?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Does 40 seem that old to you for, like, picking a dude?
Oh, my God, yeah. I can't date 40.
Really?
Can't do it. It's old man territory. Can't do it.
That blows my mind.
Dude, the last two guys that I hung out with were 23, 26.
Oh, that's right.
No
you
joke.
Go young as hell. Like,
oh, she's
I do,
a coug.
Yeah. I go to both extremes. I'll say that. Just because, like, no one in my age bracket is going to put up with my ass. But, like, I can bang older chicks or younger chicks.
No, that's me, too.
See, yeah. The oldest I'll go is 35, 36.
No, I've slain Jesus. A couple like 38, 39.
I effed a 40-year-old when I was 23.
I've never hit 40. Me. I've never hit 40, but I've definitely gone
Some stripper
high
with
10 30.
Tattoos. It was useful. She taught me how to make women squirt.
Oh.
So you pick up knowledge.
Are we
easily.
At Howard Stern? Did I like miss that transition or something? Seriously?
What? It's a fun fact.
She had that old cougar smell of like just alcohol, tobacco.
Oh, just the
vermouth and Parliament no, lights.
It's just a slight older person smell. Like people smell of death in degrees as they get older.
And the worst part is because I was like out all night with her or whatever. That was when I was living alone and mom, being the psycho she was, couldn't get a hold of me for some reason. And actually came to my apartment like minutes after this bitch left.
Oh, that's the worst. I just remember, like, I would waltz back to my car where I left the phone because my phone would just be rife with God knows what evidence. So I didn't want to, like, walk to the crapper, throw away a condom, and have a chick fish through my phone. So I would always leave it in the car, and I would just come back to, like, 18 missed calls from her. Like, where were you? So I'd always relish.
Your mom?
She's
oh,
nuts.
Yeah, she's nuts.
Seriously?
This is why we are
and she
what
just
we are.
Picks random times. Like,
exactly.
To freak
like, four
out.
Weekends in a row, you're going to be fine. And then the fifth, when you're knee-deep in strain, you come back at, like, 6 a.m. as soon as it falls asleep and you sneak out of there.
As soon as... Wait, did you just say as soon as it falls
it,
asleep?
Yeah, as soon as it yeah. falls
oh,
asleep.
Oh, my God.
Because
we're like
me,
Buffalo Bill. Yeah. We don't refer to women we sleep with by
it
name.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Because that would humanize it.
And wow, it amazes me that you guys are still single.
Yeah, me
oh
too.
Oh my God.
I'm single because I want to be.
Keep telling yourself that.
No,
dude, I can settle down easily.
I think you enjoy company more than me. As much as you sound like the rougher one, you'll be the one that gets settled before me.
I will never, ever.
Yeah, you will.
I'll take that bet. I'm the one that's like deeper on a...
He'll be married in a year.
Psycho on a much deeper, less detectable
Please
level.
Put money on that. Make my bank account more swole, baby.
But yeah, multiple times. No kidding. Like, they would just pass out at like five-ish, six-ish, somewhere in there. I just made up that six-ish, sex-ish,
Why would you wait for them to go to sleep? You get the hell out of there.
Oh, beforehand? No, yeah. I like them to think that I'm going to be there, and then I leave. And it's not like... I think part of it's insanity and intimacy issues, but I just like a good night's sleep, too. I'm not going to get it next to someone.
I don't like sleeping in other people's beds.
Or in their filth.
Yeah, and I don't want them sleeping in my bed, hotting it up.
Yeah,
I have like
exactly.
a thick IKEA blanket, so if there's two people in there, it gets hot as balls.
No, I want to spread out like the Air Jordan silhouette in bed every time. That's how I sleep.
Even when I'm by myself, I still sleep on one side, but I want that other side empty.
You like to know you have options. But that was the best part, when you'd get there and you'd get those 18 voice messages and you'd just call her back at 6 a.m. on a Saturday, like, where do you think I was?
Dude, there was one time she called me when I was at USC and I was like just effed out of my mind. Like, I was drinking 151 from 10 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And then doing massive bong rips. I was just blacking out and throwing up everywhere. I think I got stabbed, too. Like, giant cut on my chest or my back. I still have a scar from it. I don't know what happened.
This is how real men roll. Continue.
Yeah, just crawling around the streets of South Central Los Angeles, vomiting indiscriminately. But yeah, she called me. Or no. I was on AIM at the time, because this is back in like 2000, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And I never signed off. And so she was worried because I'd been online for like 10 hours.
Oh, but you had the idle time?
Yeah, and then so she's calling my room. She's calling her goddamn cousin who lived out there. And like,
please check in on my baby.
Oh,
so
my
like,
God.
3 in the morning when I'm just like,
this is what makes that Veronica.
3 sheets to the wind. I get woken up by the goddamn phone by her cousin or whoever. Like, Will,
like, who the F is this?
This is Tammy or whoever it was, and she's like, and I was just like, oh.
Like, of course I'm fine, dumb bitch.
And that's why, like, back then, I would go weeks, if not months, without talking to mom. Like, I would just unplug my phone. I'm like, I'm done with you. Like, I don't want anything to do with you.
See, Veronica, next time your kid wants to go to a sleepover and he's age 6,
I don't have a kid.
Just let him go.
Keep telling yourself that.
When you have one.
Yeah.
She'll,
meh.
He wants to go to Cub Scout camp.
No one's going
to
put a ring on that pump.
Don't go with him to Cub Scout.
She called me.
I was just looking for a reaction. What?
I hate you.
No, you don't. You love me.
No, I really hate you.
No, you don't.
Kiss his bald head and make up.
You love me so much, it's not even funny.
Give it a pat.
No, I don't like being touched.
And I don't want to touch that.
You've been touching me all day.
Yes, out of frustration and anger, because I hate you.
Oh, you're trying to grope.
Oh, my God. Lord help me.
I just like all that hate and then this happy little music kicking in.
Whatever gets us to the finish line.
Yeah, exactly. It was a bit disjointed. It wasn't pretty, but it'll be better next week. I apologize. I had to wake up at like 7 a.m. today, which might as well be 4.
I thought it was
according
fine.
To my schedule.
Yeah, I'm just going to take a call on the air.
No, wait 30 damn seconds. God damn it. You want to get a hold of this man who cares about the quality of his broadcasting, Billy Basil, at Billy Basil on Twitter. You can find Veronica on Facebook if you stalk thoroughly enough. You want to get a hold of me, I'm at Papa's Basement. Show's website with my writing, inpapasbasement.com. And until next week, Saturday, 3 p.m., we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.